Hi, everybody. You probably know, most of you especially, can you hear me all right? That I was born and raised Amish. And it was a different life than it is right now. And we just left the Amish in February a year ago. As a young child, we were taught that there's a hell and a heaven and there's a God. But it was confusing because we didn't know how to get to heaven. It was more like we were scared because of hell. So, it was just like living in fear. I didn't know what to take and what it takes to go to heaven. And I got baptized when I was 17. I would ask questions about, you know, born again, things like that. And they would always like, obey your parents, follow the rules of the church. When I get baptized, I was going to be a different person, but I was not. I did not feel any different. I mean, it was something that I don't hope anybody had to experience in here, but probably some of you did. Then we got married when I was 21. And 2 years later, my brother got killed. And that was a very struggle for me, you know, believing. I mean, he had left the Amish, so we were taught there's no hope for him. And that really, I had to struggle really much with that. I know my dad, I still remember him saying that he really hopes that my brother would have had time to ask God to forgive him for leaving the Amish church. So, and I really struggled with that for a long time. Then, like, in 2000, my mom died. Well, actually, after my brother died, I got a Bible storybook. Just to learn how, because learn how to read about God. We were not allowed to have the English Bibles in our homes, and I did not understand the German, so I did not understand about God. And even though studying the Bible storybooks, what we get for the children now, I still didn't understand, and I was so desperate. And God gave me a dream one night that he let me, like the picture of how it is in the Bible stories, Jesus. He let me see Jesus that night. But I sat up in bed, and he had hold of a rope, came down, and laughed before I could speak to him. I wanted to touch him. I wanted to speak to him, ask him. But nope, nothing. So then my mom died in 2000, and I was like, well, did she go to heaven? If she did, I believe she did, because she was such a good mother. You know, why wouldn't she? But if she did, why didn't she teach us what it takes to go to heaven? I was just still just, did she love me? She never told me she did. So God let me have a dream as well after that. Mom let me know that I shall meet her somewhere, so I did. I took my three children with me. We only had the three at the time. And I went and met her, and she took me to heaven. We were traveling on a road, just walking. It was dark all around us, just light where we were walking. And a voice said, could I have your children? I said, yes, I trust that voice. Angel or God, I don't know who it was. I never seen it, so I took the children. We could hear them in front of us, laughing, having a good time, and we would visit till we got to heaven. She asked me, and well, when we got there, they were like flowers as far as you could see. And she asked me, would you like to pick one? I said, well, yes, they're so pretty. And she said, get one. Then I bent down to get one, and that was it. she disappeared, and all those flowers did as well. So some of you know that I really like the song Prettiest Flowers. That's why. So, yeah, then it was houses all around, noises, and I was scared. I was like, well, where is this road where we came in from? I asked people, and they said, well, the only road they know is that big road out there where it's traffic. I said, I just can't take that road. It's dangerous to go out there. They didn't know. I didn't find that road, but I woke up. So that went on. I finally got me an English Bible where I could read, and well, it was depressing to lose your mom, one thing, and not knowing about God. That was very hard. And it took me 10 years to find that road again. And that's when I got saved. I gave my sins to the cross. And God covered all of that with Jesus' blood.
Amen. Amen.
At times I felt like I don't deserve it, but God thought I did. And from there, yeah, finding that road was not as easy as that night. It was not just me and Mom. It was a lot of other people involved. But that showed me I could not find that road by myself. It took God to get me on that road. And it's very awesome to know God. And John 3:16 really stood out to me. Whoever knows that song would come, like to come and sing it with me.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Curtis, would you like to open up prayer?
Berna asked me, we were having a discussion down at the store the other day, and she shared with me that she's had some health issues. So I just want to pray for healing, and not just for Berna, but for everyone. You know, I always think of Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes we were healed. Were, past tense. So we receive those things. So let's just pray for Berna. Dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, you know what's going on in Berna's physical body and all of our bodies. But Lord, we accept your works on the cross and before you even went to the cross. And we accept that by his stripes we're healed, and we receive that now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a great testimony, amen?
Amen.
Berna, my sister in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of the death of Christ. Raised in the newness of life, amen.
First time I've been underwater.
Amen.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light.